Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihare O Radha Madhava Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihare Gopi Jana Ballabha Ke Varadhani Gopi Jana Ballabha Ke Varadhani Yatoda Nandana Vajajana Nandana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi Jana Ballabha Giri Varadhani Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Om Shri Pabram Rabi Bajakachara Jastatara Shishi Madesi Bhakna Swami Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki Pemshika Hoshi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaubhakta Vinda Ki Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shama Kun Radha Kun Giri Govardhan Ki Vrindavan Dham Ki, Mayapur Navadvip Dham Ki, Shrimati Tulasi Devi Ki, Bhakti Devi Ki, all glories to Asam Devotees, all glories to Asam Devotees, all glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th Canto, Chapter 19, last verse, 29. Namastubhyam Bhagavate Vasudevaya Vedhase Sarvabhutadi Vashaya Chantaya Brihate Namaha Namastubhyam Bhagavate Vasudevaya Vedase Sarabhuta Divashaya Santaya Brihate Namaha Namastubhyam Bhagavate Vasudevaya Vedase Sarvabhuta Divashaya Shantaya Brihate Namastha Namastubhyam Bhagavate Vasudevaya Vedase Sarvabhutadi Bhashaya Gopal. Nama. I offer my respectful obeisances. To Bhagavan, unto you, Bhagavati, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudevaya, Lord Vasudeva, Vedase, the creator of everything, Sarvabhuta Divashaya, present everywhere, within the heart of every living entity. And within the atom also, Shantaya, peaceful as if completely inactive, Brihate, the greatest of all, Namaha, I offer my respectful obeisances. Translation, oh, Lord Vasudeva, oh, Supreme Personality of Godhead, you are the creator of the entire cosmic manifestation. You live as the super soul in everyone's heart and are smaller than the smallest, yet you are greater than the greatest and are all-pervading. You appear completely silent, having nothing to do, but this is due to your all-pervading nature and your fullness and all opulence. I therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Purport. How Devayani became self-realized by the grace of her great husband, Maharaj Yayati, is described here. Describing such realization is another way of performing the bhakti process. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Marjanam Bandhanam Dashyamat Sakyamat Manivedanam. Hearing and chanting about the transcendental holy name form, qualities, paraphernalia, and pastimes of Lord Vishnu, remembering them, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, offering the Lord respectful worship, offering prayers to the Lord, becoming his servant, considering the Lord one's best friend, and surrendering everything unto him. These nine processes are accepted as pure devotional service, according to Bhagavatam 7.5.23. Shravanam Kirtanam, hearing and chanting are especially important. By hearing from her husband about the greatness of Lord Vasudeva, Devyani certainly became convinced and surrendered herself unto the lotus feet of the Lord. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This is knowledge. Bahunama Janmanamante Gyanavamam Prabhadyate. Surrender to Vasudeva is the result of hearing about him for many, many births. As soon as one surrenders unto Vasudeva, one is liberated immediately. Because of her association with her great husband, Maharajayati, Devyani became purified, adopted the means of bhakti yoga, and thus became liberated. Chakshuran Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Ukangaroti Vachalam Pangulam Etegari Yarkipatamaham Bande Shri Guru Dinataranam Bande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahori Dobhi Uridai Pushpavanto Chitravushando Tamaunadau Manchakalpadarubhyascha Kipasindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namastu Bhyam Bhagavate Vasudevaya Vedhase Sarvabhutadi Vashaya Shantaya Brihate Namaha. O Lord Vasudeva, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, you are the creator of the entire cosmic manifestation. You live as the super soul in everyone's heart, and are smaller than the smallest, yet you are greater than the greatest and are all-pervading. You appear completely silent, having nothing to do, but this is due to your all-pervading nature and your fullness and all opulences. I therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto you. No, Devyani, this is... I'm certainly not sure if this prayer is being offered by Shukadeva Goswami or Devyani. Anybody know? But it is a prayer. So, a similar prayer is actually not similar, but the same words were used in the second canto by Shukadeva Goswami. That's why I had that association. Tasmai namo bhagavate vasudevaya vedhase papar gyanamyam somya. Well, I forgot the last line. Maestro there, maybe he can find that. Anyway, that prayer is at the end of Shukadev Goswami's prayers. It's in second canon, fourth chapter. Third chapter. Fourth chapter. But he is saying there, vasudevaya vedhase, similar terminology. And we understand from this that this knowledge is given by, he's actually praising Vyasadeva. Sukadeva Goswami is praising Vyasadeva. But Vyasadeva is directly Krishna or Sakshat. He is incarnation of Krishna himself speaking Bhagavatam. Therefore, whether it's Shukadev, whether it's Vyasadev, Krishna is speaking Bhagavatam. And Bhagavatam is Krishna. Idam Bhagavatam Nama Purana Brahma Samhitam. It's non-different from Krishna. So, we understand Soumya in this verse. The devotees are called Soumya, means gentle. Specifically refers to any devotee, but specifically refers to, in this verse, gopis, is expressed by Jiva Goswami and furthermore by Vishwanath Chakravarti. Of course, he's Rasik Acharya. And but he is saying there, Prabhupada is repeating also in a purport, that whether we understand the deep philosophical knowledge of Vasudeva, who means he pervades everything. And also, even in 10th canto, when Uddhava is speaking with the gopis, he's referring to Krishna as Vasudeva. So if we refer to Krishna as Vasudeva, there's nothing wrong with that. Many times, Prabhupada gives translation, Vasudeva, Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga, Prayojitaha, the word Vasudeva is used as Krishna. Of course, in this form of Krishna, because he's son of Vasudeva, he's Vasudeva, and he kills demons. Original Krishna, he doesn't bother with killing demons, but as in his form, he can do simultaneously anything at all times. At the same time, he's peaceful. Anuaraniyam mahato mahayam. As it says here, Anuaraniyam mahato, this says he's smaller than the smallest. Within the heart, Anuaraniyam samanusmaridya. Kavim puranam. In the 8th chapter of the Gita, it is described, very nice verse, one of my favorite, I have to say. Kavim purana manushashitara manoranyang samanusmaridyaha sarvashadata namachintarupam adityavantamasaprastat. Who doesn't know that verse? Raise two hands. Because you should use two hands to dive into the, next time you get a chance, dive into that verse. Papur gyanam means, papur means to drink. You can also swim, but while you're swimming, you can drink that verse for after breakfast. Kavim Purana Manushashitaram. So there's many heavy, heavy verses in that chapter, 8th chapter, about time of death, you know, Antakale Tapurusha, or Antakale Chamami Vasmaran Muktvakale. The whole thing is about that practically. But that verse is particularly nectarine. There's other ones too, but that one is very nice. It's a little longer than the other verses. Kavim Puranam. One should think of Krishna as also Kavim, the most intelligent. Puranam, the oldest. Puranam Anushashitaram, the controller. Anusmaridya, always remember. And as smaller than the smallest. Sarvasya Dhatanam, like that. And he's beyond your understanding. Achintya Rupam, Aditya Varnam, brilliant like the sun, or 10 million suns, as we see in the universal form, millions of suns. So, smaller than Andantarasta, Brahma himself says in his prayers, Andantarasta Paramano, Charantarastam, Charantarastam. He's smaller than the smallest. He's within every atom. He's within the soul. Sukshma, he's very subtle. We are soul, but he's within, controlling. And that's also Vasudeva. From the very beginning of the Bhagavatam, we hear Vasudeva being glorified, as in the second chapter, Vasudeva para Veda. Vasudeva is the goal of Vedas. Vasudeva para Yoga, or Vasudeva para Maka. Of course, we don't do sacrifice in Kali Yuga. There's only one good sacrifice. But in previous ages, everyone was doing some kind of sacrifice. But there it says, the goal of the sacrifice, Maka, is Vasudeva. Vasudeva Param, Vasudeva Para, Yoga Vasudeva Para, Kriya. All your activities, all your yoga meditation is for Vasudeva. So 8 times, 2 verses in a row, Vasudeva Param Gyanam. The goal of knowledge is Vasudeva Param Gyanam. Vasudeva Param Gyanam. Vasudeva Paro Dharma. You're interested in Dharma, your religious activities or your occupational activities. But the goal is Vasudeva. No problem. Got you covered everywhere here. Dharma, yoga, sacrifice, knowledge, the Vedas. Where else could we go? Paragati, the goal, the final goal. Vasudeva Paragati. Vasudeva Parodharma, Vasudeva Paragati. So 8 times in your face, Vasudeva, 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 like that. Vasudeva. Ateha danya bhagavante itam, yad Vasudeva kilokanate. Then in the 3rd chapter, we get boom, boom, bopped again, Vasudeva. And that verse is extremely nectar, although it
You know, the Bhagavatam is nectar, but it presents very heavy stuff at the same time. It's medicine. Oshod. But this medicine is very nicely, goes down very easily. Therefore, it says papur ganam. Once you drink it, pibanti means drink, pibanti e bhagavata. So, Devyani, she's getting this realization here, because Vasudev sarvamiti. The Gyanis, they're struggling very hard for many, many, many millions of lives. How many, we don't know. All of us, whether we're Gyanis. However you come to Bhagavad Gita, if you come as a Gyani, then Krishna says, Bahonam Janmanamante, as I think it was quoted here. Yes. Bahonam Janmanamante, Gyanamamam, Vasudeva, Saravamiti. Actually, probably didn't even quote that part. He just gave the front part. And he figured, by now, if you don't know it, then you better find something else to do. He says here, Bhavanam Janmanamanti, Ganavamam Prabhu, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Samahatma Sudurlaba. Then he becomes. So, if somebody argues, Prabhupada mentioned this a couple of times, that if somebody says, well, Krishna says, by Gan, you can become Gani. Gani Tvatma, in the seventh chapter, then the Gani. Udara Sarva Evaiti, Gani Tvatma, the name of the Gani is very good. Gani is very good. Krishna said Gani is very good. But, and anyway, eventually I'll become a Krishna Bhakta. I don't have to worry now. Well, probably, why do you waste your time? You'll have to struggle in all these births. Ugra, horrible, terrible, dreadful path of birth. But, if you take shelter now, you can avoid all that. And if you're a yogi, yoginam api sarvesha, the end of the sixth chapter, yoginam api sarvesha maagatanantaratma, dhyanavasti tatadgitena manasa, yogino. If you're a yogi meditating, it would take thousands and millions of births as a yogi. Why bother? Krishna says, the best yogi is someone who just meditates on me right now. Just like the best jnani, one who comes to Krishna after many births, he has to struggle. And if one is a karmi also, that is there many verses about that. Yatta pashasi, you do your karma for Krishna. So whether you're a karmi, yogi, somebody can argue. But the final word, of course, if someone is the boss, and Krishna is the boss, of course, kartamisha, Prabhupada said kartamisha means he's the boss of everything. And there's a little statue that Krishna, little Gopal statue, and Prabhupada nicknamed him Kartam. I don't know if that's the official name. Prabhupada gave him that name. But I guess he looks like kind of the boss. I'm not sure how he got that name, Kartamisha. So the boss may give so many instructions, but when he says, you're the office boy, you're nobody, you're insignificant, if he says, take out the trash. You say, but wait a minute. You told me yesterday that I was taking letters and doing this. And it doesn't matter. Right now, I said, take out the trash. So the final instruction is, sarva dharmam parityaji. Give up all your dharma. Vasudeva paro dharma. So this is very nice for us who, actually the word brihate appears, muktatma bi sahideye paribhavi bhavitaya. Bhagavate Brihate Namaste. There's one prayer by, see, Brihate here. Shantaya Brihate Namaha. In Gajendra Moksha, in the third chapter, Gajendra's prayers, he, Pashupashya Vimokshanaya Mukti Muktaya Buri Karanaya Namo Layaya. In this prayer, they're all very nice. Gajendra, he says, Madrik Prapana Pashupasha Vimokshanaya. I am nothing but an animal. Of course, Prabhupada said we're all animals. It's not like Gajendra is the only animal. But after a while, one laughs to laugh because he's saying he's an animal. But what about everybody else? Duipad Pashu, Duracha. Nartam Das says, and they're two-legged animals. So we have to also think like that. That Gajendra in this humble mood, an elephant. He was praying to Krishna a lot better than most of us. We are reading his prayers. He's not reading our prayers. So he says there, Madrik means someone like me who is an animal. Pashu, Pasha. Pashu means animal. Pasha means ropes, entangled. He says, Madrik Prapana, I have surrendered to you now. Prapana. Like Arjuna said, Prapanam, Sadinam Prapanam. So, therefore, Gajendra, he's saying that, Muktaya Bori Karunaya Namolayaya. You are constantly, always, Bori Karunaya, full of mercy for persons like me or anybody, but especially those who have surrendered, entangled by the ropes of Maya. Therefore, then he says, Muktaya Bhuri Karanaya, Sangsena Savas Tanubrin, Manasi Patita. Those who are surrendered, they always think of Krishna, like, because he's always merciful. They're always thinking of him. Therefore, he extends his mercy to such persons, even if they're animals, elephants, whatever animal there is. Any other animals offering prayers? That many. But anyway, an elephant, we know elephants are pretty smart, but this one was particularly smart, Gajendra, if you read his prayers. So, Sangsena, you appear, Sangsena Sarvatanubrin, within the body of everyone. Sometimes there's a ringing of a telephone. He's ringing us. He's ringing within the heart. So, one, like, so Devyani is in this position also. She's come out of ignorance. We find that in the Bhagavatam. So many persons coming out of ignorance, surrendering to Vasudev, understanding at least first that he's all-pervading, and as super soul, gradually working way up. Papar Gyanami Mam Somya. The Somya, the devotees, whether they take pleasure just in hearing Devyani, this prayer, Shukadev's prayer, and gradually they become qualified, just like the gopis. And so therefore, this Vasudeva Vedase, sometimes Vedase refers controller, sometimes one who's obviously knowledgeable, Vedase, one who knows Veda, who knows everything. Sometimes refers to Lord Brahma. But in this case, or in the case of Vyasadev or Sukadev, when they're speaking Bhagavatam, Krishna is giving devotional service. He's giving entrance into Rasa Lila. This is the deeper understanding, Prabhupada says, of Vasudevaya Vedase. But if one has to become Saumya, Saumya Tat Saravam, Tatvatas Tat Anugrahat is one verse in the first chapter of the Bhagavatam, where described. The sages are speaking to Suta Goswami, saying how he is, all his gurus have blessed him because he's very gentle, Mahasomya. Somya means very gentle. So the gopis are the most gentle. Therefore, when they hear the flute, or when they hear the voice of Krishna, when they contact Krishna, then they understand how to perform with Krishna, how to act, how to dance, how to sing. These are the fine arts. This, we hear about 64 fine arts. So this is the little more deep meaning of Vasudevaya Vedase. But gradually we come to that point. Gradually we come to that point. By taking, drinking papo or gyanam, pibanti bhagavata atmanasa, vidushitashayam. We give up the impure activities in this material world. Pratir Namai Vasudevi. In the instructions, Rishabhdev's instructions, he also, one of them, he uses this word, Vasudevi. Pratir Namai Vasudevi. Deha Yogena Tava. As long as one is attached in this material world, he will not be able to develop. Eva Mana Karma Vasham Prang Deha Vidyatmani. Upadhyamani, as long as we're overcoated, colored with fruit of activity, desire to enjoy in this material world. He says so many things in those instructions to his sons. One of them, Prithir Namai Yavan Vasudeve. As long as one doesn't develop priti, love, for Vasudeva, then again he has to, Deha Yogena Tavad, he has to take another body, which is not a very pleasant thing. Prabhupada refers, uses the word dreadful. Dreadful repetition. Pari Varta Ugra. Repetition of this horrible, dreadful Ugra. Birth and death. Otherwise, Danyam. If one wants to become successful, Danyam Swastiyaya Namaha. Completely successful. And Danyam Swasti. Ayanam Mahat. Mahat means perfect. Then he has to develop his love for Vasudeva. What is the best way? Prabhupada says here in the purport. Hearing and chanting. Shavan Kirtam Jale Koraya Sechan. Water the seed of bhakti. The seed is already planted there. It's within the heart. So by hearing and chanting Koraya Sechan, we become purified. Shavan Shinvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Shavana Kirtam. Hridyantasto. Krishna is there. Hridyantasto Yabhadrani. But unfortunately we have abhadranis, things that are inauspicious in the heart. Then they have to be uprooted. Tadgadamula hantri. Uprooted. And just taken out. Surgically, somehow or other. Be taken out. These impure things, which automatically done when we bring our mind to this hearing and chanting process. Although nine processes are mentioned. The famous verse, Shavanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Parasevanam. This is Prahlad. Oh, and he was speaking with his daddy, his nice, friendly daddy. Asurya Varjadehinam, my dear daddy, you're the best of the demons. But one thing I've learned is this, and he was speaking, I think, to Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Parasevanam, Sakyam Atmani. These things are good. I learned this much. So several times Prabhupada said that this Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. Now, sometimes it is said that Smaranam is more important than Shravanam Kirtanam. Of course, we don't make a big argument over that. That's ridiculous. But Sanatana Goswami says that Shravana is very good. He praises it. Dhyan, meditation. But he said without hearing and chanting, it can't be affected. Because Prabhupada said, we catch the mind. We were in Henry Street in 71, I think. Were you there? You were there, right? Anyway, in one lecture, Prabhupada said, you'll be surprised that self-realization comes through the tongue by chanting, you know. And so then Prabhupada said, Shravanam Kirtanam. We capture the mind by hearing it right in between the mind and the ear, so it gets caught. Otherwise, it's all over the place. Eva mana karma vasham. Prahlad Maharaj also has a prayer like that about the mind dragging us all over the universe, all everywhere. We're mana eva manushanam karnam bandhamokshaya. By the mind, one has to begin. Udareratmanatmanam. By the mind, we uplift ourselves or we're degraded. Yas tu sarvani kamani. In the Isha Upanishad, the other day I just read the whole Isha Upanishad because Sananda asked, does anyone know a particular verse? I think it was Saparigat Chukrama Ashnavaram. Anyway, Kavir Manisi Paribhu Swayamburita. So then I thought, wow, I can't remember that. So I read the whole thing. Still can't remember though. But two of those verses deal with this kind of super soul feature, especially 6 and 7. Yastu sarvani karmani. Yastu sarvani atmana. What is it? Who remembers? Yastu karmani sarvani. So, chatmanam. Then he says, then the Isha Upanishad says, if one can understand Krishna within the heart of everybody and see Krishna within everybody, and everybody within Krishna, then he says, he doesn't hate anyone at all. And then the next verse, Tatra ko mahakashoke avijagupsite ekatvam nanopashataha. He sees the super soul within everyone. And in the 13th chapter of the Gita, this all Vasudeva type super soul realization is given. Anadi tvam nirganatat paramatmayam avyayam. One who sees the super soul everywhere, everyone. And even in the 6th chapter, there's many wonderful verses about super soul, concerning the super soul. That when one approaches a super soul, if he's becomes immune to the effects even of heat and cold, happiness and distress, super soul is already reached. Wonderful verses like that. Yomam pashati sarvatara sarvam chamai pashati, like that. Ikshate yogi yuktatma. The yogi, he sees me everywhere within everything. He knows that the super soul is not different from Krishna. But that he is always upadrashtanamantacha bharta bhokta maheshvara. That the super soul is the super soul. We are not the super soul. We are a tiny, insignificant, fragmental part and parcel. So we have a relation like that with super soul, but we never become the super soul. Otherwise, it's Mayavad. This is not super soul realization. This is not Vasudeva realization. This is this, some Maya. Sometimes impersonalists become enlightened, but this is a rascal thing. This is the last snare to think I and the super soul are one. Yes. Namo Narayana Bhavet. That is, when the Mayavadi sannyasis, they greet each other, they say like that. When Lord Chaitanya was greeted like that, Namo Narayan, he said, Krishna Matirastu, may Krishna be in your mind. Danda Grahena Bhavena, Namo Narayana Bhavet. Yes. This is the Mayavad slogan, one of their slogans. Mm-hmm. As soon as one takes up the Danda, he becomes Narayan. You became Narayan. Whoa. Namaste. Danda Grahena Matrena. Immediately you are Narayan. Therefore, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, when speaking with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, you took sannyas? Don't you know sannyasis are the most puffed up guys around? As soon as they take sannyas, they want everybody, they think everybody has to bow to them. They don't bow to anybody. But this is not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy. Trinarapi suni chena. The Sarvabhauma, he didn't understand in the beginning. He thought he's a Mayavadi sannyasi. Another Mayavadi sannyasi, he had the Ekadanda. Although by that time I think his danda was broken. I don't know if Chaitanya would have grabbed onto another one. He stopped carrying it, right? Anyway, he wasn't carrying it. I want his Paramahansa, he also doesn't carry danda. So anyway, this is the some realization by Devayani. And it's very nice. As soon as one surrenders to Vasudeva, one is liberated immediately. Sounds good. Muktanam apisiddhanam narayana. Muktanam apisiddhanam, what is it? Huh? Narayana prayana. So this is what we're after. One person may become liberated, that's okay. But even out of many liberated persons, Durlabh, what is those verses that Chaitanya speaks? Or it's in the Sanatana Shiksha. There's so many many liberated persons, many gyanis, one may be liberated. And out of one liberated person, then he may become a bhakta. So many bhaktas are there. And out of one bhakta, one becomes a pure bhakta like that. Mahaprabhu gave so many things. Out of many living entities, some are moving, some are not moving. Out of the moving ones, and some are... Very few are humans, and out of the humans, some of them pay lip service to Vedic knowledge. They just do some ritual like that. They have no real realization. And gradually he gave, until one becomes bhakta. Eka bhakti eva shishyate. One bhakta is, one became bhakta. And there's so many bhaktas, and you can read. And one bhakta may be like this. Until we get up to the Krishna Syochai Pranaya Vasit. One of them was so many Karmi Bhya Parito Hare. Rupa Goswami gives a very quick summary, very nice. Out of many Karmis, and one may become a Gyani. Kebyo Gyana Vimukta, one Gyani may become liberated, and then one may become Bhakta. And of all the Bhaktas and the Gopis, or the best out of the Gopis, and Radharani, like that, then all the way up. Not immediate, though. So, any question, comments? Okay.
I want to get back to that Sri Sapanishad verse about
yes, to Sarvani Karmani.
Super soul within the heart. They were trying to
yes,
see
to
super soul in all
yes, to Sarvani Bhutani.
My question is, how do we see super soul when it's a burglar crashing down our door? How do we see super soul when we're in a country where another country's bombing us? How do we see super soul when someone walks up to us and says something that embarrasses us? Or you know, how do we
see? Well, that's when you have to see super soul.
I mean, I can repeat that verse in my mind, but...
Well, that's right. You got to repeat that verse. That's why, even as far as Gajendra even, that he had remembered these prayers in the previous...
Here's this gator on his leg, you know. I mean, how does he see?
Right, then he had remembered these prayers. So...
does he see that as just the personification of his karma? Is that... I mean, are we seeing these things as just... an illustration of some wrong that we've done in the past? Maybe Gajendra stepped on an alligator in his past life or
he
something.
Did. He did get, well, he didn't step on him, but he something. Of course, there's the whole idea, I think, of these prayers and their memory is that once Prabhupada said, once you remember some mantras, so that time of death, he'll remember. And he mentions the Nrisimha mantra like that.
But what about during life? I mean, we can talk about death, but what about right now? What about when we walk out today and we, you know, somebody honks at us out in the parking lot?
Well, that's always a test. Then that's applied, that's vijnanam. Jnana vijnana sahitam. Therefore, right before the nutshell verses, chatushloki, the four nutshell verses of the Bhagavatam, there's mentioned jnana vijnana sahitam. That you have to have the knowledge, and Krishna says in the seventh chapter that I'm giving you Ganam and knowledge in the second verse. What is it? Knowledge, and after which there will be nothing else to be known. So if you know that, then there's nothing else to be known. But it's not just knowledge, but the Vigan has to be there. But without knowledge, then it's hard to get realized knowledge. First step is get the knowledge. You have to somehow get the knowledge, have it in your head. Yeah, okay. It's like Prabhupada, you know, on a walk with Prabhupada, he'd always quote a verse. He'd see Shastra Chakshu. He's seeing everything like that. We were walking to the Goshala in Mayapur in 74, and there was a cow with horns coming toward, like about from here to you, maybe farther, a little further. Prabhupada put out his cane, and he quoted a Chanakya sloka. One should be aware of animals with horns. Like that. We didn't know he'd been gored by a cow. At the time, most people didn't. So, but Prabhupada was wary. But he quoted a verse, always thinking of verse. Like in L.A., he'd be looking out, sitting in the car, going on his morning walk, and he'd be constantly saying some verse. At one time, he was saying that. Mogasha, Moga Karmano, Moga Gyanavichet, he would look out, everything, they're all finished, all useless, all their activities, Moga Gyan, all their knowledge, Maya Prita Gyan, how does that stuff, Mogasha, all their aspirations, their desires, Mogasha, Moga Karmano, all their activities, Moga Gyanavichet, all baffled. Why? Because Rakshasim Asuran, because they're Rakshasha, Asuras. Everything they're doing, all their activity, every billboard probably would see and he'd think, yeah, it's all mine. Just like a salt mine, wherever you go, there's salt in a mine. When you're swimming in a salt ocean, you're always going to be tasting salt. So this material world, there's not going to be any pleasure in it. anityam, asukam, lokam, ashashvatam, is temporary, is just not a happening place. Even if you say, well, you want to stay here, but you won't be able to stay if you think you're enjoying. Even if you're a billionaire and you've got a big tax break, whoopee! I read about that billionaire last year. He jumped in front of a train. He had $8 billion, a German guy. Nice family, everything. Not a drug addict. Very nice. But he was so fastly, so perfectly did identify with his money that when he found out that he lost $4 billion, half of his money, turned out he only lost $2 billion. He thought he lost $4 billion. Maybe if he'd only lost $2 billion, he wouldn't have done it, but he jumped in front of the train. I mean, you can't even spend $4 billion or $6 billion. But he was so intrinsically linked up with his money, his mind was so fixed on it that he had no other identity. So what to speak of, a train wasn't even coming at him, and he didn't have to think, oh my God, I better think of the Ishupan, I better think this is Krishna coming at me. No, he took the opportunity and jumped. Prabhupada said that one time he was sitting on a train in the 1930s or something, and all of a sudden this guy jumps out of the window of the train, or I thought it was in between the cars, and just killed himself like that. Prabhupada said, I do not know what he was thinking, but he took the opportunity to just jump out like that. So it's in the mind. See, this guy, there's nothing really miserable in his life. He's very wealthy, had a good family, but his mind, he's so identified with this illusory status of being this $8 billion. You know he wanted to get more. He was probably thinking, oh man, so-and-so's got $100 billion, or not, you know, and I only have $8 billion. He always wants more, 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 more. Asha pasha shatar badha kama krodha parai. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur, or that's Bhagavatam. Asha pasha shata shata, hundreds and thousands. Klesha de abhirata, drowning him in the ocean. We're drowning in the ocean of material desire, bias, identity. So we have to take our mind and start identifying more and more with this Bhagavatam instruction. Best thing. Anything else? Okay. No. Mukunda. No. Nothing. Okay. All right. Glory to God. Oh, wait. There's something.
Whenever I remember, every time he gave class, he would quote that verse and he would sing it. And I was thinking probably that was one of his favorite verses too.
Something about it. Kavi, well, you know. Yeah, yesterday. Do I want to say? No, you could say something. You gave a class on it. It's fresh in your mind. Just say a couple. Yesterday we didn't mention that it was Balaram's Rasayatra, and it's mentioned in Bhagavatam. Lord Balaram has his...
And also Vasant Rasalila, which is really important, because in the conversation of Ramananda Samvad, just there's so many glories, but one short thing is that Ramananda Roy, he inquired up to the point of the Swarup of Radhika and everything, and then Ramananda Roy mentioned, you know, Radhika, of course, is supreme among all devotees of Krishna. And, you know, he quoted the verse, Anya Radhito Nunam Bhagavan Harishra. And Mahaprabhu argued, no, this does not prove the supremacy of Radhika. Because in that verse, in the Saradiya Rasalila, which is the Rasalila that's described in Bhagavatam, when Krishna left the gopis, the verse says, Tat Tasam Tat Subhagya Madam Manaviksham Antradiyata. Antradiyata means that Krishna disappeared. So it was like by stealth. He didn't walk away in front of those gopis. He disappeared. So Mahaprabhu brought this point to Ramananda Roy. Actually, Krishna did not walk away from the gopis, so it doesn't prove that Radhika is supreme. So then Ramananda Roy said, yes, but Jayadeva Goswami has said, Kam Sariyapi Samsara Vasana Bara Shrinkala Radham Ridoya Radham Ridoya Adya Tat Tadya Vraja Sundari. Bhattangi Govinda is mentioned that during the Vasanti Ras, which was yesterday, that at that time, when Radhika left the Ras dance, at that time, Krishna Tattaja Rajasundari, in front of all of those gopis, he walked away, which proved the supremacy of Radhika. So it was really important because Mahaprabhu gave this point to Ramananda Roy. Ramananda Roy conclusively showed the supremacy of Radhika to all the other gopis. And also it was Baladeva Rasyatra, which there's so many things about Baladeva Rasyatra.
You say one thing.
The idea is, well, how come Baladeva has his own Ras Lila? But Baladeva has no abhiman of being the enjoyer. He has two abhiman. One is Seva Vastu and Seva Vritti. He feels himself to be the substance by which Krishna can enjoy and the mentality of serving Krishna. So Baladeva's Ras Lila was simply an extension of Krishna's desire to satisfy the three different groups of gopis. One, those gopis who were too young at the time of the actual Ras Lila to participate, Krishna wanted to satisfy them. Also, Krishna's desire is to give pleasure to his devotees. So he had the desire that Baladeva should also appreciate Ras Lila. So he mentioned, oh, when we were young at that time in Braj, there used to be some young girls who, when they would look, they would also look at you. So you should go and you should also dance with them and satisfy them. Also, a third group of gopis, which were the gopis that Krishna did dance with, they're feeling so much separation. So Ras Lila has many different parts. So Baladeva took those gopis. He did all different parts of Ras Lila, like Jal Krita, playing in the water, Van Vihar, going from different forests, everything. At the end of that, they became pacified a little bit. But then their separation increased, and Baladeva didn't know what to do. So Baladeva, he became immersed in separation himself, which is the forms that you see in Braj of Dauji in black form. Those deities of Baladeva and Vrindavan, his form is black, is because he became over-absorbed in separation also from Krishna. At that time, he took each of the different gopis that Krishna had danced with to a kunj. But at that time, he summoned Krishna from Dwarka. You have to come here. And because Baladeva has so much mood for Krishna, Krishna's obliged to appear. Just like in Mahaprabhu's pastimes, like at Panahati, Mahaprabhu was obliged to appear whenever Nityananda calls. So same way Baladeva called Krishna there from Dwarka. And that time, Krishna again had pastimes with all different gopis through the facility of Baladeva. So Baladeva Ras Lila or Ras Yatra is very
good. Vishwanath gives this in the...
Vishwanath and Jiva Goswami.
Okay. So since those pastimes are eternal and we got it today instead of yesterday, there's no loss. Thanks a lot. Anything else? Hare Krishna.